Okay, Shalom Aleichem Rabbosei. Today's daf is Pesachim Daf Kuf Gimel. We're here at the bottom of Kuf Beis on Beis, by the two dots, one line up, two lines up. And again, as usual, our Shira is Beschus Refuah Shalom for Nami Meira Bas Hashan Rav Karezel, and for Shira Bas Devora Leah. And we're here talking about today, which is the first topic at least, same thing we left off with yesterday, is Yak Nahaz, meaning what is the procedure when Yontif falls out on Sunday? What do we do Motzei Shabbos with Kiddush and Avdalah? If you remember at the end of yesterday, we said that you can make Kiddush and Avdalah on one cup of wine. It's not a problem of osin mitzvos, chavilos, doing mitzvos together, as if you don't really want to do them. It's not a problem, because Avdalah and Kiddush, as the Gemara said, was chada milsahi, is one thing. So therefore, we are faced with the problem of what do you say, what's the procedure, right? You have a bunch of things you got to do by Havdalah, you have a bunch of items, you have by Kiddush, you have the blessing on wine. So let's just see what the order is. We're going to have a bunch of opinions, and then the halacha at the end. So it's good to get these abbreviations down, right? If you're not already familiar with them. So Gufa, let's go back to something we said yesterday. Yom Tov Shechal Yozachar Shabbos. If Yom Tov falls out on Sunday, so what do you do at night? So Rav Amar Yak Naha, and Shmuel Omer Yan Hak. Now, again, Yud is Yain, Kuf is Kiddush, Nun is Ner, He is Havdalah. That is, those are the abbreviations. Notice what is missing from the Havdalah process. That's a Beis, which is Besamim. So that's the last Rashbam. If you look at the second to last line in the Rashbam, we're not going to talk about besamim. Why? If you ever notice, we don't make a bracha on besamim on Motzei Shabbos when Yontif is Sunday. We don't do that. Why? Right, on Yontif, we also have a neshama yisera. What's the whole reason we smell a besamim? To give a lift to our neshama, because the neshama yisera is leaving. Right, so we still have the spirituality of Yontif with us, so we don't need to do the besamim. But either way, we have Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, at least to start, right? Yain Kiddush Ner Havdalah, or Yain Ner Havdalah Kiddush. And the Iker Machlokes here, again, we're not going to go through every single detail. If you want, please definitely check out the Rashbam. He goes through all of the opinions that we're about to see. We'll try and give a little bit, just a one or two word kind of guidance in terms of what's going on. Basically, Rav and Shmuel are arguing what comes first. Havdalah comes first, that's Shmuel's opinion, or Kiddush comes first. Right, what is more chashuv, right? Should we say Havdalah because Shabbos is leaving? Right, that's the first thing we say. Or are we going to, as Gemara is going to explain, we're going to escort the king out and only then bring in the, what's less than a king? I don't know. The royalty that's less than a king? I don't know. What's the archbishop? No, that's a... I don't even know. Prince is probably not the right word. Anyway, the Gemara is going to compare Yontif to a lower level royalty, right? Maybe the, I don't know. I still can't think of the word. Anyway, so in that way, right, when you escort the king out, so that's Havdalah, that's who you say first. Right? That's Shmuel's opinion. Rav says that, no, we're going to say Kiddush first, because, again, it's more important to be Mekadesh the day, right? Or we don't want to show that like you're rushing Shabbos out. Okay, either way, so you have different logics back and forth. Definitely, if you have time to spend a little bit with the Rashbam, he'll explain things even deeper. But either way, that's Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. What comes first? Rav says Kiddush comes first. Havdalah comes first according to Shmuel. Rabba Amar Yahank. Yeah, Yain Havdalah Ner Kiddush. Right, and he obviously agrees with Shmuel because you have Havdalah first, but he doesn't want to put them back to back. Okay, right, he thinks that you should split them up. Levi Omar Kuv Kiddush Ner Yayin Havdalah. And now Levi is agreeing with Rav, who says that Kiddush comes first, right, but he wants to split them as far as possible. Meaning that we want to put the Hagafen next to the Kiddush. Okay, that's Levi. Rabban Amri Kiddush Yayin Ner Havdalah. The Rabban say, again, like Rav, the Kiddush comes first. And they want the Yayin also to be next to the Kiddush. But they don't want... why do they put the... I'm not sure. I don't remember exactly why they put the Ner before the Havdalah. Okay, I don't remember. We'll check out the Rashbam. I don't want to go through the whole thing right now. Mar Bre Ravina, Amar Ner Kiddush Yayin and Havdalah. And he also holds, again, that the Kiddush should come before Avdallah, and holds that, like Levi, that the wine has to be next to the Kiddush. But again, they're just going to argue in terms of where you put the Ner before the Havdalah, or only at the beginning, or maybe you don't even need wine for Ner, right? That's why he says Ner is first, without, before you make the bracha on the Kiddush or the wine or whatever. Marta Amar, that's Marta, right? Yeah, Marta Amar, Mishmeid Rabbi Yeshua, Nihak, Ner, Yain, Havdalah, and Kiddush. And again, he holds that Havdalah should go. He holds like Shmuel that Havdalah should be before Kiddush. When you want to put the okay, fine. Shalach le'avu the Shmuel the Rebbe, and finally, I think I got all of them. I apologize if I skipped one. I'm not sure where I'm up to, but this is at the end of it, right? Shalach le'avu the Shmuel the Rebbe. Revu the Shmuel wanted to ask Rebbe. Yilam dinu Rabbeinu seder Havdalos heich. Who do we paskin like? Shalach lei kach amar Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Yosi shamar mishum aviv shamar mishum Yishuv ben Chananya ni ner havdala yain and kiddush. Again, he holds that you do havdala first, like Shmuel amar Rabbi Chanina mishum Rabbi Yishuv ben Chanina. Amar Rabbi Chanina mashal of Rabbi Yishuv ben Chanina. Rabbi Yishuv ben Chananya gave the following mashal. It's the Melech Liotzei Vaparchus Nichnas. The king is going out, and Aparchus, who's a lower level official, let's say the vice president, I don't know, whatever, is coming in. So what do you do first? You Malavinis HaMelech Vekukach Yotzin Likres Aparchus. Right? First you escort the king out, i.e. you say Abdullah, then you bring in, let's say the vice president or the mayor or the governor or whatever. It's my Havi Allah, what do we do? So Abai Amar Yak Zina, right? Yan Kiddush Zman Ner Abdullah. For Rava, Amar Yak Nahaz, that's what we do. Velchsa Karava, and Halacha is like Rava, Yayin Kiddush, Ner Havdalah Zman. Right? Even though we bring in that nice kind of mashal that you should escort the king first, Lamaisa, the Halacha is that we do Kiddush before, excuse me, Havdalah. Ravunabar Rav Yehuda, Ekla Lebe Rava, and Aizla Kamei, Ma'ora Bisamin. Sorry. Ravuna bar Yehuda went to the house of Rava, and they brought before him Maor, the fire, and Besamim, right, and Baruch Rava Besamim Beresha Vahadar Maor. So they made a bracha on the Besamim first, and then on the fire. Obviously, this was not Yontif that fell out after Shabbos. Right? It's not just standard Havdalah Shilas. So Ravuna bar went to Rava's house, and he made the Besamim before and on the fire, right? That's how we do. So Amalei said that Vabi Meshama Beisilah Maor Bereisha Vader Besamim. He said, one second. Regardless, according to who you hold like, as we're going to quote in a second, Meshama Beisilah, both they're going to argue in terms of the order when you make Havdalah with Berkas HaMazon, but both of them agree that the flame, the Ner, comes before Besamim. My he what's that machlokes? That's not under the Mishnah. Right towards the end of Brachos. The case is when you have one cup of wine and you want to make Havdalah and you want to bench for Shal Shudis on the same cup. So according to Beshamai, you do Ner Umazon Besamim Vavdalah. Beshil Omrim Ner Besamim Umazon Vavdalah. But Lamaisa, both of them agree that the flame comes before the spices, or the Ner comes before the Besamim. So Ani Rava Basrei Amar. So Rava answered, Zudiv Rabbi Meir. No, that version of the Machlokes is Rabbi Meir. Aber Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Lo nafku beishami beisol ala mazon shibitchila v'alavdala shibesof." That excuse me. Actually, both of them agree that when you're doing benching and avdala together, so then the benching is first, and the avdala is at the end. Amar nechleku the machlokas simply is ala mor v'ala besom. Right? The machlokas is whether you make what comes first, the spices, or the net. Right, and that's the machlokas, right? Beisol beishamai. Right, what comes first, the besamim or the ner? Right, and obviously we the Gemara is about to say from Rabbi Yochanan, Nagu ha'am kebeisol alvali, but Rabbi Yehuda, certainly our minhag is Rabbi Yehuda's version of the machlokas, and obviously like beisol, right? That we do the besamim first. Okay. Fine. So Rev, the one mentioned something else. No, okay, no, fine. Rev Yaakov Bar Abba Ikul Lebe Rava. So sure enough, another story with Rava. Chazi the Baruch Bar Priyagaf and Akasa Kama. V'Hadir Baruch Akasa the Berchasa V'Ishti. So you saw that not talking about Avdala anymore, but in terms of brachos on wine. So Rav Yaakov Bar Abba was with Rava, and Rava made Kiddush, right? We made Bar Priyagaf, and then by benching. He made another Bar Priyagafen and drank the wine, like we do, right? If anybody makes Birkas HaMazon over wine, so you will make a bracha at the end, right? Bar Priyagafen, and then have a drink. So said to him, Amarlei said to him, Lama lach kulei hai, why are you making all these brachos? HaBorech lamar chadazinna, you already made HaGafen at the beginning of the Suda. So Amarlei, ana avdi ki talmidi de Rav. No, I am doing like the talmidim of Rav. Oh, no, I skipped a little bit. Sorry, my bad. I skipped a little bit. Amar Leki, Avinu Bei Reish Galusa. No, he said, so Rava said back then, when I was in the base Reish Galusa, Hachi Avdinan, this is what we did. So Amar Leki said to him, so he said, Rav Yaakov said back to Rava, so what, okay, Tenach Bei Reish Galusa. So that works when you're in the house of the Reish Galusa. Dachi Avid, the Savik Maisilan, Savik Lo Maisilan. That would make sense why you made an extra bracha at the end, because you don't know if they're going to bring more wine in the house of the Reish Galusa, or you made Kiddush. You drank your wine, and then you don't know if there's going to be more wine. Right? So therefore, when they bring you new wine, so you didn't have in mind when you made the first agafen to cover this later wine. But hacha, but here, it's your house. You know how much wine is coming. Right? You know if they're bringing out more wine for later. Right? People don't always bench on a cup. Right? You missed them when you made the bracha agafen. That should have covered the wine you drink for Birkas HaMazon as well. So why don't you make another bracha? So Malay, on Avdi Katamidi de Rav. He said, this is where I jumped the gun a little bit, I'm doing like Rav's Talmidim. The Rav Brona, Rav Chanana, Talmidi de Rav Havu, because they were Rav's Talmidim, Vav Yasu Yisudasa, they were sitting and eating. And Kaya Lahu, Rav Yeva Sava was there. He was Rashi writes Meshamez Alayhu. He was their servant. Okay. Fine, Amalei, and he said, they said to him, right, Havlan v'nivarech lasof, right, Havlan v'nivarech, right, give us a cup of wine, we'll say Birkas HaMazon. Lasof, Amalei, Havlan v'nishti. And then they were like, well, you know what, bring that wine and we'll have some more to drink. So Amalei, he said to them, and Rav Yevasava said to them, Hachi Amar Rav's, Rav holds, that Kevin Darmisu, Su Havlan v'nivarech, the moment you say, come, let's bench, so it's Ruluchu l'mishti, you're no longer allowed to drink, meaning you can't drink until you make another bracha, meaning you need to make another Bar Priyagafen. That point is Machlokas Rishonim. I take it back. I mean, that point is actually Machlokas Rishonim, meaning once when Rav Yevasava said to the guys who he was eating with, I forget already, I flipped back, it was, what was it, Rav Barona and Rav Chanano. So, when he said to him, you know, once you decide to bench and you say that out loud, you're no longer, right, Istru Lemishta, you're no longer allowed to drink. Does that mean you need to bench and then you need to make another bracha? Or you could just need to make another bracha, another hagafen? So that's a machlokas rishonim. Okay. Either way, my taimu, deschisu da taihu. But what is the logic here? Because again, you've kind of separated, you have a hezek hadas, you've separated your mindset from drinking. Right, and you've gone to you've decided to bench, so that's no longer related to the original drinking. Okay, Amemar Umar Sutra Varavashi Avuyasu Sudoso Besuda. And so those three were sitting in the Suda Vakayala Ravacha Brei Derava. Again, he was Ravacha Brei Derava was serving them. Amemar Baruch Kokasa Vakasa, fascinating. Each person did a different thing with all the wine that they had. Amemar, so he made a bracha on every cup. Mar Zutra bracha kasa kama v'kasa basra. Mar Zutra made a bracha on the first and last cup. And like we said, like if it was a kiddush, and then meaning, or even if it was a regular suda, so he made the first hagafen, and then he made hagafen after benching. And Ravashi bracha kasa kama v'sulu borach. And Ravashi only made one bracha at the beginning, didn't make any other hagafens. So Amar Luhu Ravacha bar Rava anan kaman navid. Right, what's going on over here? Right, who should we paskin? Right. Who should we pass on? Meaning all of me, what that means is explain yourselves. Like, why are you guys doing this stuff? So Amimar said, Nimlachana. Why did Amimar? Well, Amimar made a bracha after every cup. So he said, I changed my mind. Nimlach is to change your mind. So I changed my mind. After the first cup, I wasn't going to drink anymore. Then I decided to have another cup. Then I was like, fine, then I'm done. Then I decided to have a third cup. So every time you change your mind, You have hezekadas, right? You remove yourself from the first drinking, so you need a new bracha. Marzutra said, Anadav, the Kadamim, the Rav. So I'm doing like we explained before, like the Talmidei of Rav, that you make hagafen at the beginning, and you make hagafen after Birkas HaMazon. Ravashi says, Les Elchazon, Kadamidei the Rav. Ravashi said, okay, I agree that you only make a bracha at the beginning because I didn't have hezekadas, right? I was planning on drinking the entire time, but the Allah is not like the Talmidei the Rav. And so therefore, he would not have made a bracha on hagafen. After benching, he would have held that the first hagafen covers. The first hagafen covers all of it. Now, why is that true? The yomtiv shechal yos achar Shabbos, right? Now, when yomtiv falls out on Sunday, v'amar Rav, what does Rav say? Right, yain kiddush ner havdala. Right, what does Rav say? Yain kiddush ner havdala. What is Rav? Rav does not require yain kiddush ner havdala yain. Right, what do you see? You see that you're making Kiddush, and then you're making Avdalah, and you only have the first Yayin, the first Hagafen at the beginning. So apparently you see all you need is the first one. So Gemara says, well, okay, but Valohi, but that's not the reason. But Hasam Akardaite Mimishte, Hachalo Akardaite Mimishte. He said, yeah, because over there, right, when you're benching, right, you've decided to end your meal, then all of a sudden you want to drink more, so then you need another bracha. But here by Yayin Kiddush Ner Avdalah, right, so what do you mean? It's one bracha. Like you're about to drink this cup of wine. You haven't changed your mindset, right? You're about to drink the wine that you made the bracha on a minute ago. Right, that's not a. You don't need to make another bracha for that. So the Gemara says, "Kimati la'avdule." Right. So therefore, no. So that's the end of that story. Okay, kimati la'avdule. So then they wanted to make avdala. Meaning when Rav wanted to make avdala, so kam shamei va'adlik avuka mishraga. So the servant got up and he lit a light, meaning he lit a torch from a candle. Meaning he lit an avuka as a torch, right? He lit up a torch from a candle. So Amalei, so he's going back to the original story. Yes, Rav Yaakov Bar Abba said to Rava, Lama Lachulehai, why didn't you do this? Haman Chashraga, you already have the candle, or more accurately, like the lamp, you know, like in Aladdin, right? That lamp. So you already have a light. So Amalei, Shami Midati didn't have Shikavid. Rabbi said, yeah, you're right. I didn't tell him to do that. He didn't have to. So Amalei, okay, but Elo Shmiel Emine Demar Elo Hava Avid. So Rabbi Yaakov Barad said, what are you talking about? He's not just doing stuff on his own, but he must have asked him to do that. Maybe not now, but you must have told him to do that at some point. Why would he think to do that on his own? So Amalei, Lo Sabrele Mar. Avuka l'avdala mitzvah mufchar. He said, okay, because in a chanami, right, the havdala, right, to use a havdala, to use a torch for havdala, excuse me, is the best, right? That's the best way to do the mitzvah. Okay. Pasach v'amar, now we're going to get into a discussion about havdala. Rav said, Pasach v'amar mavdi ben kodesh l'chol, ben or the kodesh ben yisrael l'amen, ben yom ha-shvi l'sheish simei ha-maseh. The phrases we're familiar with. So problem is that that wasn't always, you know, how they made Avdala. So I'm later, Rav Yaakov Bar Abba said to Rav, Lama Kulehai, why are you mentioning all of these? Fam Rav Yudah Marav, and Hamavdil Ben Kodesh Lechol, Zui Avdala, Sosha Rav Yudah Nasi. All Rav Yudah Nasi said was Baruch Hamavdil Ben Kodesh Lechol, or that was it. Or maybe he made that bracha, but he didn't make it say all those other things. So I'm later, Anaka Hasfirli, Rav said to him, so I hold like this. Right, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Ushia, Hapoches Lo Yifchos Migimov Amosif Lo Yosif Azayin. Right, if you're gonna say the least, meaning the minimal amount of separations of havdalos that you should mention is three, and the most you should mention is seven. Meaning, if you want to say a little bit, then you say three, and if you want to say a lot of it, if you want to say a lot more, then you say seven. As the Rashbam says in the last line, right, Lo Haya Omer Yoser. You shouldn't say any more, and you shouldn't say any less. Now, the obvious question is going to be, we're going to talk about tomorrow, is, okay, so great, let's count them. Hamavdil Ben Kodesh Lechol, that's one. Ben Or Lechoshech, that's two. Ben Yisrael Lamim, that's three. Ben Yom Hashvi L'Sheishit Yemei HaMaaseh, that's four. You're telling me you should either do three or seven. Quick math, that doesn't work out. But Mitzvah Shem, we will do that tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.